This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. Recently, Progress Software announced its new data connectivity and application capabilities software. And to talk about this is Stephen McNulty. He's the Managing Director, Asia Pacific and Japan of Progress Software. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be talking to you.
Just give us a brief background about Progress Software and its presence here in Asia, especially in Malaysia, before we start talking about your software.
Sure. So Progress Software has been in business for over 30 years, and we've been present in Asia and in Southeast Asia and Malaysia for well over 20 years, both represented in some countries with direct offices and some through very key partners. Currently in Malaysia, we have quite a network of partners covering the country.
What are some of the trends in application development, particularly towards shorter development or deployment cycles that you are seeing?
That's a great question. I think the world has changed a lot. If you just go back just a few years, people, when they wanted or thought of an application in a business, would engage consultants. They would spend a long time thinking about what they wanted, writing requirements, evaluating vendors, implementing software, and finally going live. And that could take 2 to 3 years. The world has shifted. People are used to looking for applications on demand, looking at things like app stores, etc. So the trend at the moment is, if you want it, look for it on the web. If you can't find it, build it.
Is this trend happening around Asia Pacific specifically, or do we sort of share the same issues with the rest of the world?
It's very similar to the rest of the world. I think the generation of people out there today are used to being able to find things without complexity. And I don't think it's limited to any one particular country. People are used to the internet, they're used to looking, they're used to finding things, they're impatient.
What does this mean to developers and independent software vendors and enterprises here in Malaysia?
Well, what it means is, what we give the ability for companies to do is very quickly develop applications with no coding needed. It's drag and drop, it's browser based. People are quite familiar, obviously, with the whole concept of a browser. So you go to a URL, you sign up, and you start building applications. We're seeing that all over the applications. What's simplifying this, of course, is the concept of the cloud. You don't need to install software on your laptop. You go to the cloud, you start building, and you deploy on the cloud, and you never need any software installed on your computer or your servers.
We'll talk about that a bit further, but currently, what are some of the trends in cloud and connectivity? And why are businesses and SMEs, they need to consider their application development holistically?
Yeah, there's a few trends. I mean, one obviously is big data. Another is social media, the ability to take into account what people are saying and thinking about you all over the world. Others are connectivity. So historically, it was easy to connect something you built to something else you had, because you tended to have all of the software in your data center. Now, with people using a combination of applications in their data center, many cloud-based applications, you need to be able to connect to all of that. So it's a very significant trend, and one of the complexities that are facing application developers and CIOs all over the world as they try and build an application to service the company's needs.
I'm speaking to Stephen McNulty, the Managing Director, Asia Pacific and Japan of Progress Software. And in just a moment, we'll talk about Progress Software's vision for cloud-enabled applications, BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandhu here, and with me today is Stephen McNulty, Managing Director, Asia Pacific and Japan for Progress Software. We're talking about application development and where does Progress Software play in this industry. Stephen, what's Malaysia's positioning in the region in terms of application development and the cloud?
Malaysia is a very dynamic country. Just recently, I was in Malaysia and met with a number of developers. And from that, the follow-up in a week or so's time is to meet with quite a few hundred developers across different groups. Malaysia's very dynamic. Obviously, the Malaysian, Singapore, combination, a lot of similarities. They're one of the more mature economies in Southeast Asia. The development community is looking for innovation. They're looking to build applications. They're looking to be successful. They're looking for fame. Mm. All the classic things that that you'd expect from the developers.
Mm. You've recently announced the availability of new data connectivity and application capabilities as part of your Pacific APaaS platform that makes, and I quote, possible for anyone to rapidly create, evolve, and customize connected business applications on demand. Could you just explain to us, you know, what does this mean? And I understand there's three aspects. There's the Data Direct Cloud, there's the Progress Role Base, and also Progress Open Edge. So how are they different from the rest?
Well, when you build an application, very rarely do you want, if it's a business application, very rarely does it sit in isolation. This is not a simple application that will sit on your phone. It's typically doing something that is part of a much larger business process in your organization. So a very simple example might be if you were to build an application for something simple as to manage expenses, time and expenses in an organization, you would want that to connect to multiple different types of applications. You'd want it to connect to your finance system so that you could pay people. You would want it to connect to HR data so that you didn't have to type in all your employee names, the positions, their hierarchy in the company, etc. So the ability to build an application and connect easily to other applications is extremely important. And like I said earlier, the complexity is that you don't necessarily own the applications that you're connecting to. The HR application that you want to connect to could be sitting on a cloud somewhere. You visit that application via browser, but you don't know what the technology is. You don't know what the database is. Yet somehow you want to connect to that application. So how do you do it? So our data connectivity solution, Data Direct Cloud, allows you to write once the integration to Data Direct Cloud, and then we will manage the integration to all the different types of data sources there are out there. This could be a combination of your on-premise classic ERP systems, your cloud-based CRM, HR type applications, your big data applications, your social media applications like Google Plus, Facebook, etc. So you write once, we manage the complexity.
And what about Progress Rolebase and Progress OpenEdge?
So Rolebase is a very rapid browser-based development environment. It's quite an amazing application development environment. People with zero coding skills at all can go online and build an application. It's drag and drop, very simple. You can start from a clean slate. You can start from templates that we've built. Things like if you wanted to build a CRM application, for example, we have a CRM application template. You can install that. It installs in about 20 seconds, 30 seconds. And then you can either start using it or start customizing it, adding your logos, changing everything around, adding more, making it more, adding more detail, making it more complex, etc. That's the role-based part. And the OpenEdge is a relational database, multi-tenant database. One of the things, if you build a SaaS, a software-as-a-service-based application, you need it to be multi-tenant. That is, you can build it once and have different customer sitting on the same system, partitioned with security so they can't see each other's data. So the database is secure, it's reliable, it's scalable, and it's built from the ground up to be multi-tenant so that you can build your SaaS-based application and start using it or start selling it. If you're an application development partner, you can start selling it straight away.
You know, on your site, you mentioned that, you know, this is basically for anyone. Who is this anyone that you're referring to? Because obviously the average Joe on the street can't really, you know, develop apps just like that. How does it work?
It's funny. I would call myself an average Joe on the street. I'm not a developer at all. I cannot write code. I wouldn't know what a piece of JavaScript looked like if it jumped out in front of me. I've seen people demonstrate building applications in Rollbase. And after seeing it for 5 minutes, I could do it. It is simple. Mm. We've got videos on the web. There's YouTube videos out there. It is very, very simple. There's a couple of basic concepts that you need to master, but the concepts themselves are not developers' concepts. They're simple logical concepts. You master that, and again, it takes five or so minutes, and you can start building an application. Now, obviously, there are people out there that want complex applications, applications with complex workflows, etc., complex business rules management. So we work on the 80-20 rule, that 80% of everything you build, no coding, but there'll still be the 20% of people out there that want to do something that's unique, and they will need to know a bit of JavaScript or something else around business rules management that's just a little bit more complex. But the vast majority of people can use it. The vast majority of applications can be built without any coding.
Mm. Previously, it takes at least 6 months to develop an app. Now with this, I'm sure the time will be shrunk down. Let's say I'm new to Progress and I want to create this new cloud-based application. What's the process like and what's the time frame looking?
Well, I'll answer that, and I'll also give you an example of someone that did something quite similar. So you go to your website, progress.com, and you'll find the role-based part. Click on the role-based part, sign up for the free trial. You're presented with a screen that says, do you want to build a brand new application? Do you want to start from a template? So if someone is brand new to Progress, brand new to Rollbase, they've never seen it before, I would start off with installing one of our pre-built applications just to give you the sort of look and feel, let you play around with the fields, the different tabs, playing around with the layout, adding elements to the screen. I would look at the videos. There's lots of training online. Mm. So very, very simple. And with the templates that we have out there, essentially you've got a workable application just by installing the templates that we have. We have a customer in Australia. I can't mention their name right now because they're in the process of building this application, but they're a current Progress customer, but they'd never used Rollbase before. We met them one morning, spent about 4 hours with them, talking to them about a new application they were thinking of building. Over the next half day, we then built them a reasonably basic application, but it hit most of their key business pain points. They liked it. They took it to the boards of directors along with an estimate of cost to develop the application further into a fully functional application that they could sell on a SaaS-based monthly subscription fee to their customers. They received funding for that, an approval for that application. They're building it in about a month to a month and a half. The application will go from idea to a sellable application. Mm. And they estimate that the return on investment or the payback for this application will be 1 month. Mm. In other words, it'll pay for itself after 1 month with the amount of fees that they charge their customers.
Mm. That's something quite amazing compared to, previously it took a very long time to develop an app. There's a lot of R&D involved. Could you just sort of give us a summary on what are some of the benefits or advantages does this have over other cloud-based services?
Well, speed to market is probably the number one. So the ability to build something extremely quickly. The second point I mentioned earlier was the ability to connect it to your other data sources. If you had to write those integrations yourself, it would be extremely complex and or extremely expensive if you had to pay someone to do it. The third major advantage, and this is very important we're finding in Southeast Asia and other parts of Asia, is that most of the other platforms as a service out there, when you build on the platform, you have to keep it on their particular platform. So if you build on their cloud, for example, you have to keep it on their cloud. You don't have the option of bringing it in-house. Mm. One of the key differentiators with Project Pacific is that when you build it, you can leave it on our public cloud if you want, or you can bring it in-house and stick it in your data center, or you can put it in a private cloud. Where this is important in Asia is that there are people, countries and industries in Asia that either don't want, don't like, or are not allowed to put their data on a server that resides outside the country. So if anyone has regulatory issues, they've got privacy concerns, they've got latency concerns, if you're in a remote part of Asia, and we certainly have customers in remote locations like remote parts of Vietnam where bandwidth is not particularly quick, you can install this software in your own data center or a cloud, for example, a telecommunication provider's cloud that's closer to home rather than, say, for example, in the US.
Does this work for mobile-based applications as well?
Yeah, absolutely. If you build an application, to deploy it on a mobile device is as simple as ticking one box that says enable on mobile. Obviously, mobility today is a massive trend, the adoption of smartphones all over the world, but the growth percentages in Southeast Asia are phenomenal. So the ability to build once, deploy it on your mobile device, and essentially take that application with you as a user wherever you go, very important.
I've been speaking to Stephen McNulty, Managing Director Asia Pacific and Japan of Progress Software, talking about application development made easy with Pacific APaaS platform. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.